From KALW in San Francisco, I'm David Boyer with a regional news update. The University of California system is now requiring students, faculty, and staff to get flu vaccinations. KALW's B. Saul has more.
Students are heading back to school, and colleges are considering safety in the middle of the pandemic. So on Friday, the president of the UC system released an executive order requiring all students and staff to get flu vaccinations this fall. Representatives from the UC say they anticipate a surge of flu cases in the fall and winter. The vaccines are a preventative measure. The goal is to limit the number of flu cases at healthcare facilities in order to save resources for COVID patients. The executive action requires vaccination for all faculty and staff working at a UC location to get a vaccine by November 1st. The university system already has a rigorous immunization policy for students. This action adds influenza to the already existing vaccine requirements and extends the rules to staff, who were not previously included in the guidelines. Students and staff will be able to request exemptions for medical and religious reasons. The UC and Covered California insurance plans cover flu vaccinations at no additional cost. In Oakland, I'm B. Saul, KALW News.
The first day of school for Oakland Unified students will be very different this year. On Monday, most will log in from home and interact with their teachers online for just 1 hour. They'll check in, get their assignments and study materials, and then be sent on their way. This daily routine could last for a couple of weeks unless district officials and the teachers' union can agree on a different approach to distance learning during the pandemic. As of Monday, the district and union representatives were still locked in negotiations over a range of issues, including how much live instruction should be given and how long teachers' workdays should be. California's top public health official, Dr. Sonia Angel, resigned abruptly in a letter made public late Sunday, but did not explain why she is leaving. It came just days after officials announced a fix for a glitch that caused a lag in reporting of corona test results to the state. That data is used to make decisions about reopening businesses and schools. Two people will fill Angel's position, one as acting health director, the other as acting public health officer. It only took 20 years and over $200 million, but the East Bay is finally getting its rapid transit bus line. KALW's Precious Green reports.
On Sunday, AC Transit launched the new Tempo line along the International Avenue corridor. Tempo is the Bay Area's second bus rapid transit line, or BRT. It features bus-only lanes and new technology to bypass most traffic signals. AC Transit first suggested the BRT way back in 2001. Plans for it were held up and challenged in city council meetings across the county. Now it's finally launching in the middle of a pandemic when public transit is struggling to cope with drops in ridership. Tempo runs all the way from Oakland's Uptown to the San Leandro BART. Riders will notice a difference right away. The brand new buses are black, purple, and blue. The front door is for emergencies only, and riders with mobility issues will now board through the middle doors. Passengers with bikes will be able to store them on racks inside each bus. Tempo is free to ride until November 8th and will cost the same as a regular AC Transit bus after. Of course, all of AC Transit buses are free right now because of the pandemic. In Oakland, I'm Precious Green, KALW News.
And finally, there's good news for San Francisco book lovers. This week, San Francisco's public library begins curbside pickup at the main library and the Excelsior branch. For more details, head to sfpl.org. You can find more news online at kalw.org. For KALW News, I'm David Boyer.